what's case law on this, or what's the precedence on this? And that's kind of what I think we should research and find to just cover ourselves before we put a stamp on this, you know?
Right.
I got a question.
Okay.
We've already got businesses in town, like Rex the Service Station. It's open to the public. There's probably certain liabilities and certain things that he has to have a service station open. What requirements are there for the service station, and how could you apply them to the bed and breakfast?
Yeah. There's... How does that work? Is there inspections for a business like yours?
Yeah, that's a good insurance policy.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of variation in that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example. Never know when this is going to happen. So I had, this has been some years ago, I had Brandon York's, Brandon Shields working for me. Lady came in there, went in the restroom, staged a fall.
Oh.
Laid down, screamed, and I fell, and finally he heard her, went in there. So she comes out, writes a note that I fell in your restroom, didn't say how or why, just I fell in your restroom, this is my number, and I'm going to need a settlement. Hmm. So I called and says, you know, let's get you in, get you checked out, you know, make sure that your health is priority here. She wasn't going to go into emergency, and she wasn't going to go in and get checked out. So about the third conversation, I turned this over to the insurance policy, insurance company. I'm thinking, they'll just put this right down her throat. Nope. It's easier for us to pay her $20,000 or $25,000 here than it is to have litigation. Mm-hmm. I wanted to grab her by the hair and slap her around. The whole thing was phony. She had done this somewhere else.
She knew what she was doing. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. She orchestrated that, and you know, when I had several conversations with the insurance company, I'm thinking, if anybody's got big dog daddy lawyers, it's them.
Right.
Hired guns ready to go get them. And they've got a certain amount set aside for, it's, you know, litigation is expensive and costly, and it's easier for them to make this payment and appease, you know, this so-called phony accident here.
Yeah.
And it goes away.
It sounds like it didn't go any farther than your business, right? The town wasn't involved with it.
No. But at that time, I'd been using that insurance company for upwards of 15 years. The next renewal went from about $1,500 to about $7,000 to renew. Hmm. So it threw that right out the door.
Wow.
Had to find another company, and I did, but still, it just irritated me, and you just don't know, you know, I don't think that people are really looking to do that on an all-the-time basis, but I've had that experience.
And once is enough.
Yeah.
You know, so an insurance policy to give, you know, may be required for a business license.
I was just looking up on the internet, and most small towns require insurance, that they have an insurance policy for liability. Boy,
it'd be interesting to see what the Airbnbs are, or what coverage.
They've got it, but you can also, but this is an addition to what Airbnb does.
Yeah.
Because a short-term rental doesn't necessarily have to be an Airbnb. I mean, they could do the same thing and advertise it on eBay or something, I don't know, but and still get people in and not be under that umbrella.
So, you know, there's another question for a lawyer in those additions that I've mentioned is requiring the homeowner, the Airbnb, or the short-term proprietor to have an insurance policy, and if so, what amount? You know, million, 2 million. What, you know, what is that amount?
So, I think
So assurance policy and then the waiver.
So in the Fillmore short-term rental ordinance, they have to have proof of liability insurance for the residential short-term rental.
So they need to go to their insurance company, it sounds like, and say, hey, this is a short-term rental, and they need to show proof that that is
the policy's updated to match the short-term.
It should be required by the town that we get a copy of that policy every year. You just hand it over.
Yeah.
When we can see for ourselves. But it's modified coverage.
Yeah. But ask the lawyer, hey, what would suffice to cover us as the town? And what kind of insurance policy would be the best to cover us?
Most business policies are going to be $2 million plus.
Yeah.
Fillmore also requires proof of adequate parking as required by each zone and lodging sales tax identification number and the signature of the owner of the short-term rental, certifying that the owner of the short-term rental will collect and remit on a timely basis the transient lodging taxes. They've got a pretty long list. Fillmore has a pretty long list.
Yeah.
So I just did a quick Google search of short-term rental insurance, and there's a lot coming up. So apparently this is a big thing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing a couple dozen in companies here that are
advertising
for this. So it doesn't look like it's something out of the norm, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, maybe we have like Sean was presenting the possibility, okay, Airbnb has a policy, we have a copy of that, and then the town has a policy too. You know, for example, some guys in Beaver that I know that got service bays and shops, and one of them put on a used tire, and they didn't have one, they went and borrowed, went and traded, got one from another, installed the tire, this tire went out, blew out, vehicle overturned, the lady was killed. So the insurance company came right back on them, then everybody else that was connected. So they ended exhausting all the insurance on two businesses. Somebody dies, they're going to rattle the cages, baby, let me tell you what, you know.
Yeah.
And we're trying to protect this on the fire end of it, for sure, fire inspection. And then, you know, there's always going to be some monkey business with the others, but.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got irrigation ditches, you have traffic, you have carbon monoxide.
We might go for several decades and never have a problem, but we build the coverage into this to start with. And it's not, then if it does happen, we're not, Middletown's not going down the tube.
Right.
That's my biggest worry with the insurance coverage and liabilities. We haven't got second chances for what revenue the town, you know, generates and manages. You know.
Yeah, and if there's two forms of insurance, the homeowner's insurance and then the town's insurance, that definitely adds layers of protection for the town.
And I think you can get that for not that much, you know. If we build that into the license part of this and let them operate, and that was my biggest concern, was just safety from liability.
Yeah, I'm glad that was brought up about insurance, because we don't have that in ours, and it's in Fillmore's, and I'm sure it's in others.
Yeah, and that may be something we need to look into our insurance policy for the town and say, hey, we're looking at allowing short-term rentals. What's that going to do to our premium? Do we need additional coverage? And then if there's two of them, then they pay the difference on that. You know, if it ups at $1,000 a month or whatever it is, then those two businesses need to split that difference so that the town isn't eating it, especially where we're not getting a tax revenue from it.
Yeah.
So that's something we may need to look into to kind of see what that's going to entail, or if it's already, it may already be written into the policy, I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
it gets complicated when you get in court, you know, those guys down in Beaver, I mean, they exhausted. That one business was $2 million, and then on top of that, another $2 million. And there was about $4 million traded hands on that,
really?
On that death accident, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was, his friend of mine was telling me, he couldn't believe that they were able to do that, that they were able to do that legally, you know.
Okay.
They were liable.
Yeah, that would be awful for the town to have to deal with that.
Bankrupt.
Yeah. Monica, do you know if you or
I don't know what clerical assistance is going
to
be.
The town's policy just to...
I do have access to our policy, but it would probably just be easiest to email our person and say, hey, tell me what this covers.
Yeah, and we can even before we do that, we can just ask the attorney about what we just brought up and get his take on that. Because maybe there's a reason he didn't bring that up, or maybe it's something he overlooked.
Well, see what Justin said. We're putting it all on him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a good job. I mean, just the fact that this came through so clean on the legal.
But, right.
Yeah, I mean, there's... I hope we're not doing this every time, getting the weeds and figuring out more stuff, but I think we're getting close.
I think so. I think we are.
Well, those are all good questions. Rich is right. The overriding goal is to protect the town and the residents from any negative impact.
I think we need to ask Justin specifically, do we need to verify an inspection? If not, okay. If he thinks that self-policing's all written up and they've signed it and we're fine with that, okay. Legally, okay. It can't be that much money. It can't be for verification. Both fire and smoke detectors and whatever we've got included in there, you know.
Yeah.
I like the idea of letting them take a responsibility and, you know, the consequences all fall on them after they sign off, but we
need to check with the attorney whether the responsibility goes on to the owner if he signs his attestation that he or she is following this ordinance. So,
and then the question to Justin also is what coverage is realistic here?
Yeah, for the town and for the homeowner.
Does Oxnosh does? Do they have? It's not. They pretty much don't require much of anything.
From what I've been told, Oxnosh doesn't have ordinances restricting, and they have. Well, right now I can see one, two. I think they have more than that, though.
That's not gonna
I know they have a good
thing.
Handful.
Yeah, I mean most. Hopefully, all properties have some sort of homeowner insurance, which we, you know, whether or not that covers an Airbnb, we don't know, but that's something we
should. It covers almost nothing, man.
Yeah.
Unless it burns down, they have a way out of all stuff.
Yeah.
High
yeah.
I was thinking too, they have home inspectors that do inspections for mortgages. And maybe you could just have them get their own inspector to inspect the home and certify that they have the things that you're requiring in your ordinance, and then submit that. And from then on, it's up to them.
Yeah, have the homeowner take charge in an inspection. Okay. Yeah.
I remember when Jamil DeGraffery was here. She said something like that Airbnb itself, that company, has a really good support system to help keep the homeowner and the towns not liable. Now, I don't know anything about that. I mean, that might need to be followed up on, but I wonder if it might be really important to make sure that they go through either Airbnb or one of the other ones, as opposed to just offering a short-term rental. Now, I don't know how good that insurance is, but I wonder if we should find out if they do cover things, because she goes, the town shouldn't be liable and the people shouldn't be liable if they're using Airbnb, but I don't know how close that is, if she knew what she was talking about, you know what I mean? But
well, it is true that those companies do have pretty robust insurance,
Okay.
But like it was talked about before, mm-hmm. someone doesn't need to use those companies to run a short-term rental.
And you couldn't really require it, I guess it sounds
maybe
like.
Maybe you could, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not even sure if that's a night I thought, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's to good to keep in mind, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a list of them, Airbnb, VRBO, FlipKey, HomeAway, HomeStay. There's like 15.
Yeah, so it might be difficult or impossible to specify which companies they
True.
Can use.
Yeah, because some might be better and some might not be that good as far as,
yeah.
you know, covering that. So, yeah. That's kind
and
of
that
crazy.
Might get the town in trouble by saying you can only use these companies.
Am I eliminating it?
Yeah, restricting would be illegal maybe, yeah.
But I think what the ordinance, is doing is protecting the town even if they don't use Airbnb, for example.
Yeah, that's why I think that's a good idea, too.
So kind of to step back for a sec, the points that I have written down that I still think are moving pieces, just to go through them, we're going to think about the business license cost. There's several reasons.
It's going to be reflected by
yeah.
what do we get involved in insurance.
Right. So that could change. Talk about maximum number of rentals in town if we want to bump that up from 2. Inspections, whether or not that's required, whether or not that's the town's job or the homeowner's, or if a signature, a self-attesting signature is going to do the job. Insurance, if the town needs to update their insurance policy, and if the homeowner needs to update their insurance policy, or include it in short-term rentals. So that's kind of the summary of what we've talked about, which I agree with. Are we missing anything else that we need to add?
Just those key questions to Justin, and then, you know, he gives us his legal opinion, and we can form from there.
Okay. I agree.
Then it goes right to town council, they vote on. I guess you're going to have a public hearing.
There needs to be a public hearing since we're creating a new ordinance.
Okay.
So it looks like we'll get these figured out before we have the public hearing.
And hopefully Justin can answer some of those questions before the council meets on Monday, possibly,
yeah.
and then they could have a discussion and then possibly.
Yeah, that way we still could have the public hearing in November, right? If
yeah.
that all happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd have to modify your existing ordinance, your residential ordinance. You're going to have to put that in as a permitted use. There's a permitted use table. It's going to have to be on there. Or if you want it in a commercial zone, you're going to have to modify that one too.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because that table says if it's not listed, it's not allowed.
Yeah.
So, okay. We'll make sure we do that. Otherwise, this will just get closed off as soon as it gets created. Okay. I feel like we made some headway. Any last comments or thoughts before we close? Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We'll close the meeting.
Here's an extra code book I have.
Oh, cool.
I've got another one. So I'm going to let you give that to one of your guys.
Thank you.